Welcome to Top 5 Express, where we list, quantify, and rank things in the list show that's wearing khakis. I'm Bruce Otter, and today we look at my top 5 commercial spokespeople I could do without. It's easier than ever to avoid television commercials with DVRs, on-demand, and streaming services, but on occasion, we still end up watching a show when it's actually on or live or whatever, and still have to deal with someone selling us something. TV pitchmen, spokespeople, and mascots are as old as TV advertising itself. Some of these are beloved pop culture figures in their own right, Cap'n Crunch or Count Chocula. Others are despised. In a media landscape that demands that the commercials that actually get watched must be memorable, I guess there's a feeling that maybe even negative responses are unforgettable. With that, I give you my top 5 commercial spokespeople I could do without. The M&M M&Ms. These guys started out as kind of fun and interesting, originally voiced by John Goodman and John Lovitz. They had a good run and some pretty funny commercials. Those big names didn't last too long, and the red and yellow M&M were replaced by Billy West and J.K. Simmons, great voices in their own right. But the spots have become increasingly annoying over the years. The introduction of green and brown have introduced these weird female characters in some spots of questionable taste. Green plays on an old urban legend about the qualities of that particular color M&M, and brown is frequently portrayed arranging the seeming death of red. Murder and cannibalism themes in unfunny commercials is not what I want to associate with one of my favorite candies. Number 4. Wendy's Red-Haired Girl. I miss Dave Thomas. He was easily one of the most likable commercial spokespeople ever. He always came across as very genuine and created the Dave Thomas Foundation to support and encourage adoption and foster care. A genuinely good guy. Dave died in 2002, and I really don't recall what Wendy's did to advertise their product for 10 years. But in 2012, they introduced an abrasive, judgy, obnoxious spokeswoman who I assume is supposed to make me want to eat their food, but actually only succeeds in making me change the channel. Number 3. Diet Dr. Pepper's Little Sweet. Little Sweet is a fairly recent addition to the commercial landscape, and man is he annoying. I think he's supposed to be a riff on the artist occasionally known as Prince. He wears ugly, purplish Diet Dr. Pepper colored clothes. Gross. He speaks in a weird falsetto, and he's only like 3 feet tall. Really weird, but not in a good way. He makes me want to put out traps and avoid Dr. Pepper like the plague. Number 2. The General. The General Auto Insurance. Insurance alone could supply an entire list of annoying spokescritters with Flo, the Geico Gecko, and Jake from State Farm. The General, though, is the absolute worst. Looking like a grade F final project in an intro to 3D animation class, the General says, "fly-by-night operation" in every frame that he appears on screen. Stiffly animated and annoyingly voiced, I'm naturally for whatever the General is against. I really don't understand how commercials starring this guy has been good for this company, yet they air constantly. And number 1, your local ambulance chaser. Every local station has a half dozen or more of their local ambulance chaser personal injury lawyers, offering to get you the payment you deserve, advertising during Judge Judy or Cheaters or whatever other syndicated garbage airs in the afternoons. They frequently have nicknames like the Bulldog, the Strong Arm, the Switchblade, the Hammer, and the Giant Killer. They're wooden, they're obnoxious, and while there are certainly people who need proper legal representation in these types of cases, I imagine these are the types who encourage wearing the neck brace to court, sue the deepest pockets for the slightest of reasons, and generally make the world more litigious and awful. I hate these guys. There you have it. My top 5 commercial spokespeople I could do without. Have your own list? Additions, subtractions, or contradictions? Let me know on Twitter. I'm at OtterDisaster, or in the comments at MajorSpoilers.com. You can also read my weird humor and pop culture-inspired comics on Mondays and Wednesdays at BrainTeaserComics.com. If you have any other questions or topics for future shows or would like to sponsor an episode, send an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com and be sure to join the full crew in the next installment of Top 5.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.